And do you think that because, particularly with a retailer, where you know on its on the direct online shopping part of the site, mm-hmm. then you are looking to replicate that experience. But then if you've got your corporate site separate from that, yes. and potentially with a separate design,
yes, yes.
do you think that you should replicate that, or do you think you should, because you've got a slightly different audience,
yes,
you
have,
you know, slightly more serious subjects, yes. about profitability, etc.
Sure,
might be joyous subjects, depending on the situation. But would you carry, say, mirror it all the way through, or would you go slightly different tone?
I think if you're being true to the brand, the basic premise should be the same. So actually, Iceland's a good example of this. Mm. That, okay, he's talking about the performance of the business and their ethics and how they look after their employees, but it absolutely chimes with the rest of the site, or, mm-hmm. albeit you know, it's not as transactional. John Lewis is the same. When you look at the John Lewis partnership site, and indeed you look at the John Lewis Facebook page, and the John Lewis Facebook page, a lot of it's got consumers on, but it also has partners, who of course are, in John Lewis's case, are the shareholders of the organisation. So it's got partners making comments about the business in a very open way. So there's less differentiation between the consumer face and the, let's call it the business-to-business face. And I think companies can afford to be a bit braver, because people who shop in, I don't know, Sainsbury's, for example, are also shareholders and analysts, and we don't necessarily have these sharp divisions in our lives. I think the messaging can be slightly different, and I think that you know there may be some subtleties in the tone of voice, but I think those organisations, and of course, it's much easier if you're a private company and you're run by a single CEO who has a strong sense, and you know you see that with a number of you saw it with Richard Branson, you saw it with Stelios and EasyJet when he was there, a number of Anita Roddick when she was at a body shop, a number of founder owners, if you like. A, those brands tend to be really clear in their focus because there's one person essentially guiding them. But also their tone of voice, whether they're talking to corporate audiences or consumer audiences, is pretty much the same. You know, Anita Roddick, she didn't always go down well, but she would talk to the city in the way that she would talk to anyone. Little harder when you're a more broadly based, a range of shareholders, you're a PLC. But I did look at some pure business-to-business sites of some very good companies. One was Rolls-Royce Engineering, that's the engineering firm, not the cars.
Key brand issue there.
Exactly. Then I looked at Melrose, sort of almost an investment site, but they do turnarounds in engineering and been very successful in buying British engineering firms and adding value to them. And I also looked at one other, Invensys, that was it, another engineering company. Mm. And I found that a lot of the language is interchangeable. I mean, I got a clear idea of what they did and what made them different, but they tend to drop into management ease, and there was much less sense of what made these organisations different and appealing, much less use of social media. Okay, I understand why, you know, Rolls-Royce might not want to be on, think it relevant to be on Facebook, but they have, Rolls-Royce has 7,000 employees on LinkedIn, which you can access direct through LinkedIn, but no LinkedIn button on the website. So surely it'd be interesting to learn more about Rolls-Royce and its employees from looking at some of the profiles of these people and what they say than a sort of page of corporate speak about our employees. You know, they give their all, they work hard, we're proud of them. The sort of platitudes you get in on corporate sites and annual reports kind of doesn't get read, but go onto the Rolls-Royce on LinkedIn and there's 7,000 employees all around the world doing interesting things with points of view, etc. Mm. So I think, as you might expect, some of the corporate and the B2B sites are behind some of the more communicative consumer sites.
They've yet to break through that barrier.
Exactly.
And one of my clients actually was they've started tweeting, but under a generic tweet address for the company, and there are two of them that use it, and they found issues with because one of the spokespeople is very jokey and the other isn't.
Yes.
And therefore, depending on who you've got managing the Twitter account and doing the tweets, you'll get either a more or less jokey person.
Yes, absolutely.
And that consistency, I think, adds an additional challenge for people getting a consistent tone of voice for the company. But ultimately, we still want to know they're all human and personal.
Absolutely. And I think John Lewis is very good at this. The Tesco, both Twitter and Facebook site, is very good. Fascinating and probably not to be... probably no surprise is on the Ryanair site there is no social media buttons of any type.
That would cost money.
It would cost money. And you go on to Ryanair on Facebook, and yeah, sure, there's a lot of comments, but it clearly hasn't been set up by Ryanair, so it's just a stream. No, it's probably about 90% sort of invective, and then the other 10%. Happy customers, but there is no intervention by anyone from Ryanair because, as you say, that would cost money. But actually, that's what I'd expect from the Ryanair brand. I mean, you know, Riley's very honest about it. You take it or leave it. What's interesting is with Ryanair is people have taken it because you go onto their website and every year they grow their customer numbers by huge amounts. So they're a successful business. It goes against all the guidelines and the best practice in customer service, but I wouldn't expect Ryanair to have a moderated or any sort of social media with an intervention, because they're all about paring costs right down so you can fly to Alicante for 10 quid. So it is actually on brand, that behaviour. It's just not what makes me particularly comfortable.